This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 320 in the series. This session shares a key segment of the Franklin Mass Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, July 29, 2020. The meeting was conducted via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. Chair Tom Mercer opened the meeting on schedule. The agenda eventually gets to the second item for the presentation, the PACE program. Wendy Lee O'Malley, Vice President of Mass Development, provides the overview of this newly released program. This is an opportunity for business and nonprofit property owners to get advantageous financing for energy improvements. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda and to the individual documents referenced. The meeting segment runs just about 21 minutes. So let's listen to the presentation and discussion on the PACE program.
Okay, moving on. Next presentation is the PACE program presentation, Mass Development. Jamie, would you like to lead us in?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this is another exciting presentation for the town tonight. Certainly in my tenure here, this is the first time we've had Mass Development come to a council meeting. So I really want to thank Wendy O'Malley and her team at Mass Development for being here tonight. Brian Taberner is not going too far. He's not left the meeting yet. He's next up again. They're going to go through a program, but just for tonight, just to frame this really quickly, there's a program that Mass Development offers to everyone in the community regarding clean energy. There will, not only in the presentation, but the first legislation for action on tonight's agenda is to formally consider adopting this program. There is a roll call vote, there's at least a vote required by the council to get into this program. And so the discussion will not end just at the presentation, but there is legislation for action right after this presentation is over. So with that behind of us, I'll pass it over to Mr. Taberner if he wants to introduce Mass Development.
Thank you, Jamie. Brian?
Yes, thank you. I'd just like to say first that back in April, representatives from Mass Development met with town staff to introduce the Property Assessed Clean Energy Massachusetts program, or PACE Massachusetts. We discussed potential benefits to property owners, requirements of the town, and staff believed that the town should participate in the program. And for that reason, we are requesting passage of Town Council Resolutions 20-42 or 43, whatever it is tonight. I'm sorry, I got 42, but it might be 43. Before introducing, I guess I'd like to say that PACE is a very important economic development tool that Massachusetts can utilize to help create more competitive environment for attracting and retaining businesses through lower energy costs. That's one of the problems in New England states is our energy costs are substantial compared to some of the southern states and things of that nature. So, and there are not that many incentives that the average town can provide to attract a new business or an existing business to redevelop a site or invest heavily in their building. So I highly recommend the town participate in this new economic development incentive program. With us tonight, remotely from Mass Development, is Wendy O'Malley, the PACE program manager, who will be providing with us a presentation on PACE. So welcome, Wendy.
Thank you, Brian. Wendy.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian, and thank you, Council.
Welcome. Before you start, let me first, and because I see Raul still on as well, I want to apologize to both of you for our technical difficulties last week. And thank you for making yourselves available this Wednesday as well. So thank you for that, Wendy and Raul. Okay, Wendy, it's all yours.
Thank you so much, Council, for inviting me to speak tonight about the new Property Assessed Clean Energy Program. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yep.
Great. So as Brian and the council introduced me, I work for Mass Development. We are the state's finance and development agency. We work with businesses, nonprofits, banks, and other Massachusetts communities to stimulate economic growth. This new financing program for commercial and industrial properties will allow owners to finance energy improvements for longer terms and allow them to invest in their buildings to include more comprehensive improvements. If we could put up the presentation, I'll go through it very quickly for you, just highlighting the key elements of the program. Next slide, please. So as I spoke, this is a new financing program for energy improvements, and it's different from traditional conventional financing that an owner might access, in that it's repaid via betterment assessment that is placed on the property's tax bill by the host municipality. It's financing that runs with the land or is tied to the property as we describe it. And if you're familiar with what betterment assessments are traditionally used for, they're usually used for public improvement projects, but in this case, it's being allowed to use for PACE financing. Next slide. So Massachusetts is a little bit late to the game in terms of adopting PACE, but we are excited that we are rolling out this new program for Massachusetts communities. 22 other states plus DC have already adopted PACE. Next slide, please. And locally, Connecticut and Rhode Island have had active programs for quite a few years now. So we're very excited that Massachusetts now is able to offer this program. Next slide, please. So Mass Development is the lead program administrator for this new program. We'll be working with in consultation with the Department of Energy Resources in Massachusetts to operate this program. Next slide, please. This is based on statutory language that allows existing buildings, commercial and industrial, as well as nonprofit, and there is a residential component for multifamily properties, 5 units or more, to participate in this program. So this is a really wide-ranging program that basically the only ineligible properties would be municipal and federally government-owned buildings. Next slide, please. This is for energy improvements. So we typically categorize that into two groups, energy efficiency and renewable energy. And it's very broad in that it allows an owner to include a whole variety of measures that would improve the energy operation and reduce the cost at their building. Next slide, please. So under the PACE program, there are some key elements that are required from the property owner. We spoke about the municipal opt-in requirement that's being asked of the town later on via vote. This municipal opt-in requirement is one time. It's required so that a property owner can apply to Mass Development for approval for financing under the program. The program is ruled or is run by program guidelines that Mass Development and the Department of Energy Resources have developed. Under those program guidelines, the maximum financing term by statute is up to 20 years or the longest useful life of the project measures that are in that project. The key element to this program is that it must be a positive cash flow project. So the energy cost savings that have been identified from the improvements that are being installed must pay for it under the term of the financing that's being requested. It can be 100% financing, so it can allow a property owner not to have to pay any upfront costs for this financing. It's no public funds will be used. There are no bonds being issued. This is all third-party direct private financing that a property owner would arrange with a bank or a capital provider under PACE. And under this program, if there's an existing mortgage, the existing mortgage holder must provide consent to the PACE financing before it can be approved. Next slide. There is an element where the assessment that is placed on the property is secured by a lien that's also placed on the property on the day of the closing. And under the PACE statute, the PACE lien is senior to other private mortgage liens with consent. It does not come before any municipal liens. Municipal liens remain first position. They remain senior. Nothing changes with respect to that. But PACE does jump ahead of the private mortgage lien with consent, and that's attractive for PACE financers in order to provide capital for this investment. The PACE assessment cannot be accelerated, meaning the entire obligation cannot be called in if there is a default. Only the billed and uncollected PACE assessment is what can be enforced, and that's key to the PACE financing. The PACE financing also automatically transfers in case of property sale, transfers to the new ownership. So the assessment and the lien travel with the property, as we say, and because the energy savings are realized annually that are used to pay for the improvement, this is why this works for PACE financing. The owner who's realizing the savings at the time will use the savings to pay the PACE assessment and pay off the financing. Under this project program, there's no minimum, there's no maximum financing cost. There is a minimum. It's not a hard and fast number, but the target is $250,000. So it has to be above that in order to qualify for an approval. Next slide, please. What I'll do is just really highlight the fact that Mass Development is in charge of the approval process. The property owner sends the application to us. We review all the items, the information, the data, and project submission with the DOER. We do not expect the municipality to perform any of this. Next slide, please. We would review it to make sure that the municipality that is opted in has authorized PACE. If Franklin does decide to opt in tonight, they would allow property owners then to immediately apply to Mass Development for consideration for this financing. Next slide, please. What I want to just highlight on this is that the lien that is tied to the property and placed on the property on closing is not held by the municipality. Mass Development would ask the municipality to assign the lien to Mass Development, and then Mass Development in turn assigns the lien to the capital provider who holds it for the duration of the financing. We do not expect the municipality to do anything regarding enforcement of the lien if there is a default. That would lay with the capital provider. The municipality is only responsible for billing and collecting the PACE assessment for that project and dispersing the PACE assessment if it's collected to Mass Development. If it's not collected, it would not need to be dispersed to Mass Development, who then in turn uses its paying agent to pay each capital provider. Next slide, please. We've had 21 municipalities to date authorize PACE ahead of the program launch this week. We've already had a lot of interest from property owners as each municipality has opted in, and I would expect the same to happen in Franklin if they decide to opt in as well. We are now covering the state and talking with multiple municipalities and going through this process for PACE opt-in. Next slide, please. So finally, I just want to leave off with this slide that just shows, I know it's a very busy slide, but what I wanted to point out is that Mass Development is in the middle. We are responsible for the program. If there are questions from the property owner or other entities involved, they come to Mass Development. The town is not responsible for that part of the program. Really, it's a referral. It's another tool in your toolbox, as we say, for the town to promote economic development, to retain and also attract businesses, to keep those properties on the lower end of their operating costs through the energy improvements that they may finance through this program. So thank you for the time to present this information. I'm happy to take any questions at this point.
Thank you, Wendy. I'll go to EDC chair first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Wendy. That was very interesting. I guess my main question would be, what is the debt? Is there a downside? It's like.
So with the time we've had to look at the other programs, we believe that we've created a structure that really eliminates the risk for all the entities that are involved. We purposely created a structure that does not put risk on the municipality specifically or Mass Development. Really, this is financing that's facilitated between a property owner and a private third party financer. I don't think there's a downside. I think this really will encourage investment in the businesses and properties in the town and allow you to as well, hopefully promote more clean energy initiatives.
That's what it seems like to me too. It's very interesting. I think if it helps retain business and bring businesses into town, it's just exactly what we need, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Hamblin. Is there any other councilor that has a question or a comment for Wendy? Councilor Pellegrini.
Hi, Wendy, thank you so much for coming tonight and explaining all of this to us. Question being, if we approve this tonight, am I correct in assuming we're not going to be charged anything for this?
Correct. There is no fee to participate in the program.
Okay. Why do you have to go to the municipalities? Why isn't this something that you can just do on your own?
Because it's repaid via a betterment assessment. Under Mass General Law, a betterment assessment must be billed and collected through the host municipality. So unfortunately, when we looked into the structure, we did not have any flexibility to go outside the current billing of the municipality. And that's why there is a municipal opt-in requirement.
I see that there are 21 that have been approved, communities that have approved this thus far. What were some of the reasons? Did anyone not approve it? And what was their reason for not approving?
No, nobody has not approved it at this point. We actually just launched this week, so this is a brand new program. Okay. And we had communities who were very interested in having this being offered from day one when we opened the program, because they have had actual property owners who have learned about PACE from other states and other properties that they may own outside of Massachusetts, and they have expressed their interest in using it in those communities and have actually approached those municipalities.
Okay, Wendy, thank you so much.
Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Pellegrini. Is there anyone else on the council that... Councilor Bazanti.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, through the chair to Wendy. So if you don't mind, Wendy, I'd just like to connect the dots in my head on how, let's say an investor or an owner has a 10 unit, because I see that it's multifamily eligible. So your people come out and do an audit on the property as far as what enhancements for energy could be had or constructed, and then you come up with a number and then you finance that number, or?
So no, actually Mass Development does not perform the energy audit. We would ask the property owner to engage in that outside of Mass Development. So typically you would go through the process like you would for any type of energy opportunity, where you would evaluate your building. Usually, I believe in Franklin, the Mass Save program through the local utilities is available for energy efficiency. And then there are programs for renewable energy technologies for property owners. So they would investigate those improvements and come to Mass Development with their vetted project. And they would then work with us in terms of securing the financing. They may already have selected a capital provider, a financing option. And at that point, it's our job to facilitate the transaction through the financing agreements that we have drafted that are standard to all the transactions. And we also facilitate the implementation of the billing and collection process with the host municipality.
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely.
Not to put you on the spot, Wendy, but would you say your financing packages are a little more attractive than local lenders, or more competitive, or?
I would say they were on par, better, but because of the longer financing term, that's really the attractive point of this. Typically, if you're going to look for energy financing, it's going to be for a much shorter term, usually 10 years at the most, usually even 5 to 7 shorter. So this gives a longer repayment period for the property owner to access. 20 years is a really long term for energy improvements for repayment. So that in itself provides a big benefit for a property owner. And the fact that it's tied to the property, it's not tied to the borrower. It is not traditional debt, as you would consider when you're looking at a more conventional financing.
But it does become a lien on the property, right, Wendy? It would be liened.
It would be secured by a lien. It's an assessment that's levied on the property and secured by the lien.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I yield the floor.
Thank you, Councilor Bisanti. Councilor Kelly.
Thank you so much for bringing this forward. This looks fantastic. I'm familiar with it in other states, and I'm very interested in seeing how it moves forward here in Massachusetts. So thank you, and I love this, and hopefully it works well in Franklin, and we can push forward for more clean energy. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Kelly. Any further comments from the council? Seeing none. I'll go to the Zoom audience, and is there anyone in the Zoom audience that has a question or a comment for Wendy? I'll give you a few seconds because we are in a little delay. Okay, I'm not seeing any hands raised, Wendy, so thank you very much for the presentation, and I agree with Councilor Kelly. This is great for the town, and I think it's something that we definitely need to move forward with and give our business, local businesses and new businesses wanting to come to town an opportunity. So thank you very much for this. Jamie, anything to add?
No, through you, Mr. Chairman. Wendy, thank you for that great presentation, answering those questions. And just a reminder that after the subcommittee reports, the first legislation for action is the opt-in resolution for you guys to vote on to be a part of the program. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jamie. And again, thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, everyone.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.